This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We are rolling.
Socially distant cheers.
Socially helping. Distant cheers. Made my heart.
Wow, wow, wow. Here we are again. Another week has passed.
Yes.
With nothing.
I'm like, last week the well was a little dry. This week the well is just, I don't even know what more dry than dry is.
Yeah, like the riverbed was really low.
Yeah, now it's just pavement.
Now people are skateboarding in there. Yeah, or like dirt biking
exactly,
in there.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter at all. I'm having a hard time.
Uh-oh.
And period. No, yeah. Just kidding.
It's like, you're not alone. You're not alone.
I meant that with a comma. Keeping up with any sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I realized that this was we were going into our fourth week.
Oh, I know.
Like, I was like, Chip was like, no, it's week three. And I was like, no, babe, it's week four.
We're hitting the 1 month mark. I'm trying to track it based on like my menstrual cycle. I feel like this is
what a treat.
This has actually helped me focus on my menstrual cycle. It's really helped me figure that out because I can now figure out, is this anxiety and agitation? Where's this pinpointed coming from?
Do you do a period app?
I don't either. And it's the easiest thing. And everyone that I know that uses them loves them because it's so helpful. And I just keep living in that world where I'm like, I haven't done it, so I won't do it, but I should do it.
I've always known I should do it. It just, I don't know. It feels weird.
It feels weird, but I'm sure it would make my life so much easier.
Well, I'm always delighted.
Yeah.
Every time the period comes.
I like to live my life like a scratch-off ticket. Like cheaply
and, with cash.
And you lose a lot.
Yeah.
But when it shows up, I'm like, I win. Great.
Oh, my goodness. Here's a shout out to listeners, Gigi Gorgeous and Nats and all them, and Hillary and all them. Hillary Montez was putting up an Instagram story and it was Nats doing scratch off tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I responded, I was like, you're telling me this bitch who's a Getty still does scratch offs?
I love that. I love that because the biggest development in my week this week is Elliot went down to a convenience store to like get us milk for coffee and he came back with a scratch off ticket for me and I unconsciously just grabbed it out of his hand and started wiping it off with a wet wipe and I looked at myself doing that and I was like, I've at least stayed on brand within the parameters of this quarantine right now. I'm cleaning off a scratch off ticket.
Did the Clorox wipe take off any of the material?
No, I won $8.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, so I guess quarantine looks really good on me.
How often do you win? Like, because you have
not
a scratch off habit.
Not often at all. But when you win, it's enough to make you feel like you do it every time. Also, right now, it feels like the most insanely stupid time to go to a convenience store and mm-hmm. cash in a scratch off ticket.
It does.
Like, who the hell am I to walk in and go, you owe me $8, man behind plexiglass that's putting his life on the line constantly so I can get a Diet Coke?
Yes. Now give me that cash that 9 million people have touched.
Oh, what an asshole I'd be.
Woof,
yeah,
man.
So that's been the highlight of my week.
That's a pretty big one.
It's pretty big. What have you been up to?
Well, I've officially reached peak what the fuck am I making for dinner mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I know, as someone that loves planning dinners and making dinners,
I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
Like I go to the grocery store probably 5 times a week when we're in a normal world.
Right.
Because I like the ingredients to be hyper fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I want to decide what I'm cooking right before I cook it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a big haul person.
Right, right, right. You like to be inspired.
Today I made a very quick soup.
Oh, okay. It's soup weather.
I had a carrot, a can of beans, a veggie Mexican sausage, and what else? Something else. And some veggie broth and some stuff. And I was
amazing.
Like, I made a quick soup. Look at me. I'm pioneer woman.
Look at you.
I'm cooking for cowboys.
You really are. You really are. Yeah, the guy's grocery game aspect has the novelty of it has worn off a little bit because now it's just necessity.
Now it's just every meal is a different version of Chopped.
I know. That's and going back to wondering what day it is. Hannah had started on her Instagram story, you know, with her whiteboard marking the days.
That's the only way I keep up.
Yeah, same. And I thought that was really cute at first. And now it's just getting very depressing to watch her update every number.
Totally. My goodness. I did have something kind of exciting happen yesterday.
What happened?
Okay, well, you live, this is a side note.
Mm-hmm.
You live in an area where there's not a lot of foot traffic.
No, I live up in a hill, so it's very isolated.
So you'd... Yeah, you sound like such a Rapunzel character.
I know, that's what everyone says. I just lock myself up on the hill.
Girl locked in the hill. Yeah. So do you pass other people walking their dog?
Occasionally, yeah, but not like I do, like I see in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a full dance.
Yeah.
Like every 30 yards or so, you cross the street or someone else crosses the street.
Yeah.
Or I have to pick up Beans and cross the street.
Yeah.
Because this bitch loves to jaywalk unless she doesn't feel like it. She's crazy. But anyway, I took her for a walk last night and she doesn't really like walking at night.
Right.
She likes it to be light out. So when I take her, I know we're just going to go to the corner 10 feet away. She's going to pee. We're going to come back.
Right.
So I do that. And so I leave my gate open. She decides to go the other way. She's hot on a sniff adventure. Yeah. Right. Like there's something new.
Yeah.
A cat peed for a while.
This is a big day for her.
Huge.
Yeah.
So we go that way. I'm like, oh, look at you, little crazy girl. We turn around. We come back. As I'm getting to my gate, a skunk's about to walk in the front gate. It is Critter Corner, y'all.
What? You left the gate open for a few minutes and they already got in?
Yeah, because I normally close it.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm walking 10 feet. Like,
right.
Why do I have to open and close this gate? And the skunk was looking in, like waiting to be invited, saw me, beelined it, went back like into my driveway.
Oh, that skunk was casing.
He was casing the motherfucking joint. Uh-huh. He might as well have left one of those like pizza flyers.
Yeah, exactly. Do you need like, your hedges trimmed?
Is your car junk?
Yeah, exactly. We buy houses.
If a skunk had dropped his We Buy Houses flyers as he was casing the joint.
And it's just them next to a sold sign. I would call him up immediately. Give me the website.
I love him. No, but he just turned around and beelined it towards my cars. But then at that point, I don't know if he's the lookout and there's some friends in my front yard, which is, you know, I can't see in.
Yeah.
It's fenced. So it was another one of me like slowly walking in, holding Beans.
No.
Because she's a third of the size of a skunk.
Right.
And wondering, I'm just saying, if this keeps up, we're going to have some great nest cam footage.
Well, I was going to say you have your security system now. So you're going to have, there's going to be some activity. Because right now, too, you've seen all of the animals that are coming more into like towns and areas.
Terrifying.
They're all like, you know, used to people feeding them like deers in certain areas and things like that, that they're all just slowly infiltrating. And I remember when I lived closer to your neighborhood, there was like a skunk season. Like I remember going out for runs later at night and then all of a sudden looking up and there's just a butthole with a tail up.
Like and 10 then you're feet like, away. Mamrie, what are you doing here? Oh, by the way, there's a skunk right beside you.
Yeah. Why are you on this side of town?
No, they're about to come.
It might be the season. The birds maybe were letting you know.
Well,
they were sending a warning.
I'm hoping that the skunks get to really rip an ass and maybe the birds don't like it because we're still on, what day of it? Quarantine, 20, is it 24?
Four, maybe.
25? Well, it's day 25 of Chip waking up in the middle of the night and throwing a frisbee at some birds.
Wait, the birds haven't stopped?
They have not stopped.
Wow. This is all, I mean, you guys are basically creating your own like planet Earth situation around you.
I'm like the Blumhouse horror film version of Snow White.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting all the reject animals.
I can't stand them. So stay tuned. Some Critter Corner could be coming up.
Oh my goodness.
Pretty soon.
I'm excited and nervous for you.
Thank you.
What do you do for skunks? What do you like put down?
I don't know. I think
maybe try the owls, try the bad boys.
You think the bad boy crew will scare off the skunks?
Might. Oh, the skunks are blind though, right? Isn't that the thing?
I think they are.
I think they're blind.
I think so.
So they have.
Because I've said I'm a skunk.
Yeah.
I'm blind. I look great in stripes and I can get real smelly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Well, we clearly have no overheards for this week.
No overheards. I really haven't heard. Oh no, I did hear my neighbor on the other side, Elliot, told me that I've never met him in the 4 years that I've lived in my house, and he overheard him saying that it's just the flu. And I was like, oh.
Wait, do you think he was making a statement about COVID in general, or do you think he has it?
I think he was making it because Elliot heard more of his conversation than I did. I think he was referring to the whole thing, the whole situation.
No.
Yeah, that bothered me a lot. And that's where I'm sitting, festering in between a garage fire and that, just trying to survive.
See, I think our neighbors might think we have COVID.
Might think that you have it?
Because Chip smokes weed.
Uh-huh.
And then it coughs real hard.
Oh, yeah. Just openly outside.
So no, yeah, exactly. Sitting in the front, smoking, coughing real loud. And so I think maybe our neighbors, you know, keep your distance.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hang out with them. You know, the neighbors over here.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Yeah. I know.
She's a piano teacher, but she'll play like creepy classical music at like 11 p.m. at night. So I go outside to let Beans pee. Yeah. And it sounds like I'm in a full ghost horror film.
No, thank you. Yeah, I always see her just standing in her front yard with no real purpose.
Yeah, one of those yards where you're like, do you have a vision?
Yeah, there's a lot
because
going on
I've
here.
Not seen a vision achieved, and you stand in your yard for 5 hours a day.
Yeah, there's a lot of accessories in this yard and a lot of started projects that I don't know are finished, but who am I to judge? That's kind of what my place looks like right now.
That's true.
I got a toilet sitting on my porch.
Wait, how is your toilet planter going?
I haven't done it yet. I'm waiting on some soil, but also it's been raining, so it hasn't
been
like
a good time to start.
Not the great time. Also, with my neighbors cleaning up like the remnants of their garage right now, it feels a little weird to just be like outgoing, like making a toilet into a planter.
I have so many things. I'm turning it into pots.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, have you seen the inside of the garage post engulfed in flames?
They were cleaning a lot of stuff out today. They had like a guy over that was helping do it, and it just looks like a mess. It just looks like it's any anxiety and like overwhelm and like depression I feel about the way the world is right now. When I take Goose out on a walk and I just see that immediately, I'm like, well, that's, you know, the symbolism at its best right now.
Jeez Louise.
But they seem fine. They seem like they're getting their stuff together and making it happen. So it's the best we can do.
Today we have support from Native. You guys have heard us talk and use this product before. It is deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. It has ingredients that you know, like coconut oil, shea butter, things you've heard of. You wouldn't wear deodorant in your pits with things that you haven't heard of, right? I mean, we're all going a little crazy, but we have our boundaries. We have our limits. And it works. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. There's something for everyone. They have a wide variety of options for men, women, and even teens. The teens can smell clean. They also offer unscented options and baking soda-free formulas for those with sensitivities. If you're still not convinced, you can check out over 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who made the switch to Native. And guess what? They're excited for the relaunch of their toothpaste line. Natural toothpaste. Feel like natural toothpaste during brushing. They're gritty, a little to no foaming, limited freshening powder, and without the clean mouth feeling that you expect after brushing your teeth. But Native's toothpaste use a special blend of naturally derived cleansers, flavors, and whiteners to deliver a great brushing experience without the trade-offs of other natural toothpaste. And guess what? You guys can get 20% off your first purchase. That's right, 20% off by going to nativedeodorant.com and using promo code TMGW20. That's 20% off your first purchase by going to nativedeodorant.com, promo code TMGW20. I've used Native deodorant, and as a girl that really values deodorant as her primary form of hygiene, I can tell you this stuff is absolutely fantastic. So now's the time to get ready for the future when you might be around other people and your odor matters.
My usual morning routine consists of making a big old cup of coffee, my lifeblood, walking my dog, and listening to a podcast. Particularly walking my dog while listening to a podcast and sipping on some coffee. But another big part of my morning routine is making up my bed. That's right. I can look at that made-up bed anytime during the day and feel hella accomplished, even if the only thing I did the rest of the day was move to the couch to then lay down there. So what feels better than making your bed every morning? Well, how about the thing in the bed, the sheets? So go with Brooklinen, home of the internet's favorite sheets. I got these sheets sent to me, and let me tell you what, they have made getting into bed a treat and getting out of bed very difficult. Every time I get in there, I feel fancy. I feel like I'm doing myself a favor. I feel like I am in the most juju expensive hotel. Like, who's that girl who lived in that fancy hotel and all those books? Eloise. I feel like Eloise when I crawl into bed. Brooklinen was founded in early 2014, and it was the first direct-to-consumer bedding company. Pretty impressive. They work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers, so there's no middlemen to screw things up. It's luxury product without the luxury markup. I myself have the Luxe Sateen sheets. They are buttery. They are smooth. It's like I'm getting into an eclair. Ooh, well, that's a new life goal of mine. Brooklinen sheets are the perfect way to start your mornings great. And they are so confident in their product that all their bedding comes with a lifetime warranty. That is friggin' crazy. So if you want 10% off your first order and free shipping, use the promo code TMGW only at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMGW for 10% off your first order and free shipping. Do it. Invest in your sleep. Brooklinen is everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Couple of things.
Yeah.
Chip related. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, this is the only person I've seen.
Yeah.
For a week.
This is your entertainment.
Earlier this week, he said to me out of nowhere, he goes, have you ever seen the YouTube channel called Lockpick and Lawyer?
I can't say I have.
I have not. And I was like, no, Chip. You know what? I actually haven't. And then I looked it up and he has like 1.5 million and it's just showing you how to pick locks.
But he's also a lawyer?
He's also a lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I like the alliteration, lockpick and lawyer.
Lockpick and lawyer. It sounds like at least a pilot for History Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think it went to series, but at least a pilot.
What? So he's showing you how to pick a variety of locks. Is he allowed to do that legally?
I mean, I think if it's your own lock.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. That's fair.
You know?
But also, how did Chip, did he need to pick a lock?
I didn't ask follow-up questions. I didn't.
Is this someone we should collab with?
Maybe. Oh my God. You deserve a drink.
Can you make a drink for the lockpicking lawyer?
For the lockpicking lawyer. I was just like, you are more engaged with YouTube than I am.
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked at... My brother told me his favorite bread baking channel.
Oh, wow.
A little while ago.
Well, that's huge right now. This is bread baking's heyday.
He was making all kinds of things. He was showing me pictures of the bread that he was making. And I now am like... a couple days away from getting into baking bread.
See, my friend Michelle, mm-hmm. who is Thug Kitchen, the
yes.
cookbooks,
uh-huh.
she texted me. I was like, everyone's making bread. And we got a pizza oven. And right. I was like, I should learn to make the dough since we can't like go out and get it. And
yeah.
it's probably not that hard.
Mm-mm.
The next day she texted me, do you want a sourdough starter? But here's the thing that scares me.
Okay.
With the yeast, when you get a starter,
right.
it reminds me of a kombucha mother.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want a living thing. All I picture is going to sleep and then that bread, like, you know, like quadruples into a monster.
Yeah. That sounds like a great quarantine horror film.
It actually is. When I said that, I just remembered that when Chip and I went to Ghibli Studios in Japan, we went to, they show a short film and it was about someone who overbakes bread and it turns into like this massive giant, like, friend.
So it's already out there.
It scares me.
But so have you, did you get the sourdough starter?
No, because she was like, let me know when you're ready and I'll get it ready. Like, I'll feed it the night. She literally said, I'll feed it the night before.
This feels like, yeah.
Gremlins or
yeah,
something.
Like you're babysitting. That it's like, I'll feed the baby and you just have to like watch it and yeah. it'll, while it grows.
I'll feed it. Like,
I'm coming home with you.
No.
No, any like living thing in the house that isn't an animal or a plant.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like a lot. It's a little freaky.
But speaking of eating things. So I was back here working in this little back house, and Chip came in with an Amazon box. I was like, what's that? He goes, this is a snack I really liked from Nepal. I ordered them because I want you and Grace to try.
Whoa. And I was just, you have them right
now? Yeah, it's this box. And I was like, okay, what is it? He wouldn't tell me. He just assured me it's not an animal.
Okay. Is it a prank?
I don't know. Is it a fake box of snakes?
Wait, you haven't checked.
No, I've been really like diligent.
Okay.
Okay, entertain while I get the box out.
Okay. Here's my entertaining thing for you guys. Let's see. What? Oh, I did tell you that the guy at my local convenience store is behind plexiglass now, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's super cool.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. It's so a box in a box.
A box in a box. He says he loved these when he was
in Nepal?
Yeah, he hiked Nepal. Like, okay. He did Everest Base Camp and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. What is this?
Ooh, this is now an unboxing video.
We're going to get so many new followers. Is unboxing on podcast a thing?
Oh, maybe, but it is today. What is it? What? They're eggs.
Wait. Oh, my God. Wait.
What are they?
I think this is... Remember? Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Remember when... We first started this podcast, and I told the story about how I ate a chocolate-filled egg, and I hated it, and it really hurt to swallow, and then I only learned after I finished the whole thing that it was a real eggshell filled with... He didn't eat these in Nepal. He's just punking me.
Oh, he pranked you with the eggs.
Look, it's a real eggshell.
Wait, so this is a thing that you ate, and then you realized that you had eaten an actual eggshell. Okay,
yes.
It says... Well,
because it's almost Easter, so this is our Easter pod.
Well, the packaging, the first thing it says on the packaging is real eggshell. Did you eat this with
first
the package?
First of all, I was five. I don't think I could read that well.
And it says filled with hazelnut chocolate truffle, and it's got a little egg.
Look how beautiful that is. You guys can't see this, but it looks like a gorgeous dyed egg.
It looks like those Fabergé eggs.
But then if you look on the bottom, there's a sticker clearly. Where there was like a hole where they filled the egg full of chocolate. This is so sweet.
This is sweet and bonkers. This thing feels crazy. It's like very cold, like an actual
egg. It's a real egg. It's a real egg. They drill a hole in the bottom. They filled it with chocolate. And now it looks like it has a little chocolate butthole.
And so what do you do?
So I think, oh my God, this is also our ASMR.
Yeah. Okay. We're covering every single category.
Hold on. I can't crack it there. Oh.
You crack it open?
I'm cracking it open. Oh my God. The shell is coming off.
Whoa.
I'm sorry this is not a visual podcast, guys, but this is pretty exciting.
This is very cool. Oh. And it's just a chocolate egg inside. And she's eating it.
I'm eating it with a hazelnut inside.
I'm going to crack mine. Ooh, it's actually a very cathartic feeling.
It's satisfying as fuck.
Yeah, because cracking eggs is fun, but then it's gross. And this is a much better. Wow. It also feels a little sad to ruin such a beautiful design on the outside.
It does. It does. But you know what? Like, art is pain.
Yeah. And everything that's created must be destroyed. Wow. This is very, very satisfying.
Like, isn't it?
Oddly satisfying.
I'm going to send a couple home with you and so Elliot can try. But he got a whole box of them.
Oh, my God. This is delicious.
Nougat in nature escale. I think it's like a German thing.
Cool.
I don't think he ate these in Nepal. I think he was just trying to throw me off.
Wow. This is fantastic. But I can totally see eating the actual shell.
Right?
Because it looks like a candy, like a... egg-shaped candy.
It absolutely looks like candy, and I ate down just a full chicken egg like a goddamn wolf.
This is awesome. Thank you, Chip.
Thanks, Chip.
How sweet.
I'm gonna text him right now. We'll see if we can get a response.
See if you can get a live response. He's about 20 feet away.
He's about 20 feet away. But he's inside the house, but you guys are gonna get a sneak peek into how I voiced a text.
Oh, great.
Just opened the box, ! I love them, period. But these weren't anything you ate in Nepal, right? ? This is just based on the story of me being an idiot as a kid, ? They're delicious, by the way, ? Yeah. Look how good I am.
Sweet. Voice to text.
Here's the thing is, even though it's voice to text, I still put emotion in it.
You really do. You got to make sure there's at least one exclamation point.
Otherwise,
it sounds too dry.
Well, even just like, I'll be like, did you mean to send me this ? Instead of just like, did you mean to send me this ?
Right.
You know, it would still type out the same.
Oh,
well, that was
sweet. This is so, and I have such a sweet tooth right now.
I know.
So this is perfect.
Wait, do you have a sweet tooth because we're about to start our period?
Probably. Probably.
You're my period tracker app.
Right. If I had an app, I would be able to answer that question clearly. But all I can say is maybe. Who knows?
That's my good old period app.
My good old period
Terrible
app.
Terrible ratings in the app store.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Response from Chip. He says, yes, I just thought it would be funny to get you to eat a real one again. And I said, they say real eggshell, thank God.
It's real big, and it's the first thing on the front of the packaging. And also, it's two little rabbits kissing.
Aww.
Which is really cute.
It's cute until they're in my yard.
Until they're in your yard, fucking.
Oh, I have one more surprise for you.
Oh, what?
So last week we had a debate about... stuffed crust pizza, not even a debate, just like a discussion on its current form.
Yes.
Well, when our girl, Roseanne, she gives us an edit to help promote the podcast for Instagram.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Yes. And I always go in and like zhuzh it up,
yeah,
if you will. So I was like, I need footage of an actual stuffed crust being crusted.
Yeah.
Sorry. Two bites. I didn't even eat the real shell. But so I went in and I YouTubed a stuffed crust pizza ads. Okay. And the first one that came up, Donald Trump.
Yeah, I remember.
You've watched it?
I've seen it, yeah. Because we watched a Dirty Money thing on Donald, on Jared Kushner, and I think they showed this. I've seen it. It's been in some doc we've watched recently.
Can I play a tiny
clip? Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you people think?
Let them talk.
Donald.
Ivana. It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first. Introducing...
My gross.
If I already wasn't, like, turned off by... stuffed crust pizzas and their iterations. Yeah.
The only thing grosser than Donald Trump is watching him eat cheese filled crust.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, you'd seen it. I was like, I got a surprise.
Oh, yeah. No, it was in, there was a Dirty Money a season ago about Donald Trump and how he was actually pretty terrible in business and like how The Apprentice started. And yeah, they showed that he would just hawk his name for every brand, including that. And I was like,
oof.
Anyway, wow. This has been such a delight already.
I know. I'm on a sugar high. I'm not even going to lie. I'm feeling a little amped up.
I know. I'm also just around another person that isn't Elliot. Right? So I'm like, what else is there to talk about?
Oh, dude, our friend, Matt Hobby, it was his birthday yesterday.
I saw, yeah.
So our friend's wife organized like a drive by their house between 4 and 4:30. We'll be out there drinking beers with their little girl and just like, you know, come say hey. So I got like one of Chip's discs and wrote like, happy birthday, happy isolated birthday, Mame and Chip. And we went, drove past his house and put the top down on the car and played one of our songs from Finger, Chicken Wing.
Yeah.
A song we had made up in a sketch group. But we get there and someone we know is coming the other way. They'd been talking in a minute. So we pull up. Bust it, throw the frisbee, we chat for a minute, and then after like 3 minutes another person we know comes up, so then we have to leave because it's small street.
Yeah.
And we left and I was like, I'm exhilarated. I was like, I just saw four people I knew. Like I felt amped.
It was like a kid going to kindergarten for the first time and being like, my friends,
I got friends.
I know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming back from summer, being like, there you are.
I know. I feel like it's going to be such a strange and wonderful embrace for everyone once all of like the walls are able to be put down and we're all able to be around each other. It's going to be the silliest joy of all time.
Totally. But seeing you and eating half a chocolate egg, I was going to exercise after this. Don't think so, guys.
Yeah. You know what? The day is gone.
I got an egg of chocolate in my stomach.
Oh, it's so good. We've been quoting because we played the virtual game night with Hannah and Ella the other night.
Oh yeah, you guys. Hannah organized it. Elliot and Grace and me and Chip and Hannah and Ella all probably for like 2 hours on Saturday night.
Yeah,
we zoomed and played Jackbox.
Oh,
games.
So fun.
It was the best.
We just keep quoting. There was a game where you had to make jokes, which
was so cringy.
It was so painful to do. But Chip's joke about how we didn't have fireworks growing up. We just put bullets in the microwave.
I was like, where did that come from?
What was Ella's like, why are they called doppelgangers? Why aren't they called cousins?
I know. I was like, Ella's really good at writing jokes that sound like a kid's first joke.
Yeah, I love it.
I guess it makes sense.
It was killing me.
Yes, high recommend playing Jackbox games, non-spawn.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'm out of breath.
I know, same. I'm like, the sugar is surging through me. I am like a little child that got like a snack reward. And now I'm like, I don't know. What do you even talk? What do you want to talk about?
Totally.
The world is changing and we're all trying to adapt to the changes. We're buying stuff online more than ever before. If you're an e-commerce seller, are you ready to meet the demands of the new delivery culture that's happening? Well, you can be ready with ShipStation. Why ShipStation? When you're selling online, getting lots of orders out fast, it can be very tough. So how do you keep track of who gets what, which shipping carrier you should use? Are you getting the best rates? That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. Just a few clicks and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, getting your product to happy customers. ShipStation makes it easier. They help online sellers of any size get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy no matter what you're selling. Amazon, Etsy, your own website. ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. They work with all major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment, so you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. They even offer big discounts on shipping costs. Now any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. Something I just learned. You'll always know that you're getting the best deal. It's no wonder that ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, you beautiful listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code TMGW. Make sure your business is ready to meet the demands of this delivery culture. Get started at ShipStation.com today. Again, ShipStation, free, 60 days, use code TMGW. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and just type in TMGW, ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
Well, I did go on Instagram today because not sure how much, you know,
materials
juice we had for this to squeeze for this podcast.
Which we might have to save that juice, some of that juice, and do next week too.
Yeah, well, I asked you guys if you needed advice for anything during the quarantine and right now in general, and tons of responses from you guys. So if you want, maybe we just jump into a couple.
Sure, and I have some weird questions that I asked last week that we didn't get to as well. So
sweet. Do you have a question that you want to kick it off with?
Let's see. Ooh. Okay. If you could go on vacation right now, where would you go?
Wow.
That is from Michinish 69 on Twitter.
If I could go on vacation right now,
yeah,
where would I go?
If none of this was happening and you had a free ticket to anywhere.
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I mean, I think I always opt for like beach scenario, mm-hmm. like a hot, like maybe somewhere in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Or if like money is no option, maybe like the Maldives.
Ooh.
Which still you're in full isolation over there.
Yeah,
so
true.
It's like I'm still wanting the same effect that I'm having right now.
For sure. Well, you and I and Hannah were texting this morning about when we took a trip to Iceland.
Yeah.
We need to go back.
Oh, I know. We just need to do another trip together.
I also need someone else to pay for it.
Yeah. If anyone would like to see what happens when three best friends go on a trip together.
On a road trip. I really feel like, you know, we could get some sponsors that pay, like some travel sponsors, guys.
Uh-huh, when it's safe to travel.
That industry is going to need it. Also, I can't stop thinking about eating the shell.
I know. There is something very tactile and like crunchy that you wish the shell was candy.
That's why I ate the shell.
Yeah. What would your answer be for that?
Mine would probably be... same. I would want to just full on fucking relax without feeling like I need to do anything cultural.
Right. No,
sounds so shitty, but like my trip right before this shit went down is like I did Japan and I was experiencing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, now I just want to experience a pool. So I'd ocean and cocktails. Yeah. So I think I'd probably just. I love Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. That's my. I'm like, I just went, but I would go back again, especially after now. Okay, here's a question that I got that's not advice necessarily, but it's just, why do Americans love themed restaurants? And I started to think about this a little bit.
I think I know partially.
Why?
I don't know where this person is asking from. But as far as, like, when I think of full true theme, mm-hmm. I would think of, like, being in Epcot. Yeah. And there's a level of, if this person lives in Europe, mm-hmm. you are so close to so many different varying cultures mm-hmm. that you could bop around to where, like, the U.S. is kind of homogenized to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't just, like, hop over to Italy in an right. hour.
Sure.
That's like a lifetime trip.
But that's what you think of when you think of theme restaurants? Because I think of like the Big Lebowski bar that we went to in Iceland.
Oh, but
like,
that's not in America.
Right. But why Ooh. Do Americans, we as Americans oh. went there first?
Because like, we need a sense of identity.
Yeah. I think it's that you need to feel like you belong to a group
yes.
in some way, that it's like everyone in here recognizes this singular thing.
Knows this thing. It's a club.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like a club. Mm-hmm. It's the closest thing we can get to like making our dining experience feel like exclusive. It's like sports. Why do you cheer for yes. a team?
Also, because like we've been to pirate themed ones yeah. together, you know, medieval times.
Yeah.
I think it's when you go out to dinner, you can't watch TV during it.
Right.
It gives so it's you a way to watch something so that you don't actually have to talk to each other.
Exactly. It gives you.
All my answers are sad.
But I think they're honest. It True. Gives you a conversation starter. It gives you a focal point of instead of it being on each other. You True. Can focus on things around
You're
you.
You're still facing something.
Right.
Which I enjoy. Do you remember when we went to the pirate?
Yes. I've been a couple times. But the time that's the most wonderful is when we went during VidCon and the guy came over and
the comedic relief pirate who had a fake baby dragon
puppet. Like, it was an egg with a hatched dragon in it that he was operating with yeah. his hands and holding in
it
his other hand.
It's not a chocolate egg. He no. came over and he said, well, you deserve a drink or something. And I was like, oh my God.
And we all screamed like 9-year-olds.
Tyler threw himself into the water. No,
while we're all wearing novelty hats that we all bought for like $50 in the gift shop.
I think I had like big horns.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, let's see.
What do you got?
Well, there's like personal ones and then there's like silly ones. Do you want a personal or a silly?
Either one. We can mix it up.
Well, you choose between these two, okay?
Okay.
What was your and Grace's first date with your boyfriends like versus which do y'all prefer, French fries or tater tots? So you choose.
French fries.
Oh, okay.
And what was, I mean, we can answer both. Okay. What was the first date like?
Yes.
Well, Elliot and I had hung out a few times intermittently over the years. And then I guess like our first date, he had like asked me to get drinks and I kind of chickened out and wasn't like available.
I was available. Like, choose a lane.
Right. And then I feel like I can't remember exactly what happened, but I think I was supposed to hang out with like you and Hannah and like we decided not to. So then I was like, oh, okay.
Let me see. Have eyeliner on.
Right. And I'm already like had a drink in me. And I went and I asked him if like he still wanted to meet for drinks. And he was like, yeah, I'll be right there. And we went to this bar in my neighborhood that I hadn't been to before that he looked up. And he like, it was before Christmas time. And he brought me like a little Tito's little airplane bottle as like a gift because of the holidays. It was
That's
so
cute.
Sweet. Yeah, it was really sweet.
That bitch loves Christmas.
He loves Christmas. Yeah, it was a really sweet thing. That's and then we just cute. Like got kind of silly drunk and had a lovely night. Hmm. How was your first date?
Well, I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, okay.
What shape of French fry?
What shape?
It wasn't about the date.
We got waffle.
We got skinny. We got classic.
I love steak cut. I like thick cut French fries.
Like
yeah.
like a wedge, like a potato wedge.
Or not a wedge.
Still a square circumference.
I like a tiny 2x4 of a French fry that's like kind of crispy on the outside, soft on the inside, salt, all of it.
We talking like McDonald's size?
No, thicker than that.
Thicker.
Yeah, like a full steak fry. Yeah. I hope people are listening trying to think that this is an innuendo right now and are trying thicker. To follow the innuendo. Wait, this must be about Elliot. So he's thicker. Okay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I think I prefer French fries too. But I mean, sometimes the tater tot just hits the spot.
The tater tot to me is like a special occasion. Yeah, I could eat French fries like day by day. And I think tater tots, I'd get sick of them really quickly. But I love them for a small special moment.
Yep.
Taters
are the special occasion potato.
Yeah, I like that we've gone into way more detail about the potatoes.
No one needed to know.
What about you and Chip's first date?
Well, you know, we already knew each other and then we matched on Bumble.
Right.
And I sent him a message and he was like, we know each other.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. So he had just moved to LA. So we were texting or messaging back and forth being like, we should get together. Yeah. Like, this is great. And then it never happened. And then I went to an Avett Brothers concert and got shit faced and then came home and texted him at like 11.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And was like, I wish it was earlier. He was like, Uber exists. I was like, come over. And then our first date lasted 3 days.
That's great. Well, see, our second date technically was I went to Vegas and met up with him. So non-traditional dating style.
You know, Grace is starting to date if she buys last minute plane tickets.
If I buy a last minute plane ticket and when I get there, I find that he's there with his friends and I didn't know. It's a whole fun thing, but it worked out wonderfully.
Love it. You got another one for us?
Yes. Let's see. I wanted to find okay. This is similar to boyfriends, but maybe a little bit. We'll see.
Hey, this is our boyfriend podcast.
What to do if quarantined with your boyfriend that you want to break up with?
I don't even fucking know.
I don't know. I mean, if you know that you want to break up with him, kudos that you've had a decision made in your mind.
Yes.
The only thing that comes to mind for me is like, maybe take this time to slowly start putting together all of his stuff that's in your place and kind of like organize.
Do they live together or they just quarantine together?
If you're quarantined with your boyfriend, I don't know if you live with them or not. But
my unhealthy advice would be I would just act like everything's great or try to find the little things that you actually do enjoy and you're gonna miss and then like have fun with it. Like know in your head it's the last hurrah.
Yeah.
But don't break up during quarantine.
I don't
think so, right? Is that bad advice?
I don't know. It depends if you're both on the same page because there is something to putting everything on the table and just saying, like you said, I think it depends on situation to situation, but the idea of being like, this isn't working out. Do you agree? And if they agree, then go, all right, then let's just have the best time possible in the next however bit.
But what if they say,
I had a big breakup.
What it is working out.
Yeah, that's tough. This only works if you both are in agreement that like this is the last go.
Because you had a mutual breakup, down.
Yeah, after college, I had a big breakup that like both of us knew it was the end. And so we're like, well, let's have one last weekend, get this hotel room and do whatever we want and know like this is sad, but you know, may as well squeeze out a little bit of fun before.
Breakup fest.
Yeah, and it was actually beautiful and really fun and a great way to do it. I've never done something like that since, but that was a special occasion, so maybe, I don't know. Were we ever so young? I know, the idea of doing that now is like, nah.
You hear that? I saw now they have like Zoom speed dating and like dating set, because I actually was researching it to see if you and I could get in disguise and crash.
Oh my God.
If we're going to be quite honest, I wanted you and I to put on prosthetic noses and do a Zoom speed dating
site. I wish we'd just show up as our aunt's characters.
They'd be like, get the fuck out of here, you crazy people. But yeah, there's now things popping up of like,
wow, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And it's just you're on a video chat and you speed date for a little. Yeah. Because
if you Zoomed with like 10 people for 3 minutes each and then got to decide like give my information to this person I like them rather than I don't know.
Interesting. I mean, this also sounds a little bit like Love is Blind.
I know.
Yeah,
but like love is freezing every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, that's the one terrible thing. You get to see, you judge someone by their Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't have a router back here.
So you're doing the best you can.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any other questions over there?
I mean, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Mary or Dope Zebra 561 on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
She says, were y'all forced to learn to square dance back in junior high for like 3 weeks straight? I need to know if this was something only our district put us through. Have we talked about this?
I feel like we must have, because yes, I was. I was in high school. We were forced to square dance for like a, what they're not called semesters, a marking period in high school as like our gym, you know, program. We also learned pickleball. Did you guys have pickleball?
Wait, we have had a whole podcast.
We've talked about this.
You know what? Dope Zebra, go into our archives. Because we talked about how square dancing was my favorite
to
eat and where I thrived. I never felt more athletic than square dancing time.
Yeah.
And then we talked about our made up sports.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. What were your made up sports?
Prisoner ball.
Yeah.
Coach Luffman, who liked to grab his own balls, made us play prisoner ball.
Wow. Okay. Here's one last quick advice on that same kind of thing. I'm a teacher suddenly making YouTube videos, lessons daily. Any tips to keep them interesting?
God damn.
I would say depends on the class, the age that you're teaching, what grade you're teaching.
I mean, people love TikTok dances.
They love TikTok dances. I think it'd be really interesting because if you're posting videos, it's not like a live, you know, conversation with your students, to put in each one some completely random non sequitur like a couple seconds and just to catch if they're actually watching them all the way through.
I really like that.
Something completely non-contextual that is just so bizarre that is totally harmless, but just something in each one.
Should you put like up a title screen that says like, if you are reading this, you'll get 2 points extra credit if mentioned, like here's a code.
Yeah,
like, you know, like here's a code.
Yeah, or here's like a bonus word if you put this somewhere on the test.
Yes.
Like you'll get an extra something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think that's so fun. You have an opportunity now to put in all these little hidden
Easter eggs,
harmless pranks.
Easter eggs.
Eggs.
We are full circle, y'all.
We did it.
I kind of want to take a tiny bite.
She's eating the shell, y'all. She's eating the shell.
This is what I did.
This is
That's the tiniest bite imaginable, and it was still too much. I ate the whole fucking shell, man.
No, and this is again confirming that ASMR is not my jam. That sounded like your neck was breaking.
Yeah, it did sound like I murdered beans live on air. On that note,
thanks for listening and watching. For some of you guys out there, that worked for sure. That's all you needed.
God, I'm sorry for you guys who just came in public.
Don't forget that we have a Patreon.
Yes.
If you guys are interested, we're putting up some bonus stuff up there every week.
Oh, Grace put up a video of her turning into Joe Exotic last week, which
really
destroyed my brain.
That kind of dumb stuff is really helping me maintain my sanity. So I'm going to figure out another video for this week. It'll be up there. And there's lots of lovely friends up there that you guys can go meet and hang out with.
Patreon.com/thismightgetweird. It starts at $5 and goes on up for fun ways to keep the time going.
The party going.
Okay, we got to go because I think a little got in my throat. This got weird.